He halted next to her where she waited along the upper landing overlooking the main foyer below, her beautiful blue eyes as vivid in colour as a summer sky, and as deep as the ocean itself. "I might not be wearing my regimentals with a sabre and pistol in hand, but that makes me no less suitable as your... never mind."
"I understand you have a murderer to uncover and justice to seek, as well as a large earldom to take the reins of, but you could use a friend at your side."
"Which is why Ashton is here."
"I wasn't referring to Ashton as that friend."
"You and I will never be friends," he stated that firmly. "You're meant for another." She studied him, her head slanted to one side, and the elegant length of her neck exposed. Everything about her intrigued him, as it always had and always would. When deep in thought, she would nibble on her lower lip and plump it up in the most distracting of ways, her sweetly innocent action always bringing a smile to his lips. She did so now, her teeth nipping into the soft flesh.
"Winterly needs to take you in hand."
He crossed his arms.
"I'd rather you did that instead."
She smiled, so dratted endearingly.
"Or are you in fear of me?"
"I fear nothing."
"You're allowing your fear to rule you. Be honest and admit it."
"There's simply too much danger for us to be together."
"You say danger, but I would say intrigue."
She covered his crossed arms with both her gloved hands.
"One can't live their life so questioningly. My dear brother Harry would say the same."
"Harry thrives on danger."
Her brother served with the 18th Royal Hussars and had for several years.
"Yes, Harry loves an adventure, which I do as well."
She raised up on her toes and brushed a soft kiss across his chin, since that was as far as she could reach.
"Where is your adventure, my lord?"
"It has been replaced by caution and concern."
"Well, should you ever wish to embark on an adventure with me, do let me know."
Grinning, she moved back a step, then turned and swept down the stairwell.
"That'll never happen,"
he bit out, gripping the balustrade.
"Perhaps it will. Perhaps it won't."
She cast him a flirtatious glance over her shoulder, and drat it, he desperately wished to chase after her, to catch her against him and kiss her senseless, only that would get them both absolutely nowhere, other than in a great deal of trouble. Trouble neither of them needed. Trouble he wanted, regardless.
Gah, heaven help him!